is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves. So, what's big, purple, and lives in the ocean? Moby Grape. Vinyl Garage, the balance of the 60s, post Sgt. Pepper's Summer of Love, the remnants of pop, psychedelic, and folk, with a touch of hard rock that was to come in the 70s. A musical Goldilocks zone of sorts, of some very unique music. And we started with a band that was to sign away their future, thanks in no small part to the corruption of their management, Moby Grape. Released on Columbia, their first self-titled LP begat five singles, with the first cut we heard, Omaha, charting top 100. The album art of this period, again in no small part thanks to Sgt. Pepper, was psychoanalyzed by nearly everyone, resulting in the Grape's first, keeping the airbrush artist at Columbia very busy. The album cover shows the band seated outside of a business on the sidewalk with the drummer Don Stevenson displaying his middle finger prominently upon a washboard. His finger was the first to go when the LP was reissued in 1971. Ironically, that finger in 67 wasn't an issue, but the American flag was. It was airbrushed solid red, probably due to the political climate of the period. The aforementioned 71 reissue airbrushed the flag again, this time to black, removing anything that could be misconstrued to referencing communism. Moby Grape's second LP, Wow, in comparison to their first, was accused of being overproduced. According to Rolling Stone magazine, it suffered from unnecessary horns and string arrangements, referring to the track Can't Be So Bad as an example.
From across the room, I want to ask her why. She looked so sad, she began to cry. I said, why do your eyes, why do your eyes talk to me? Can't be so bad, I know they're gonna get better, can't you see me? I wanna talk to you, can't you see me? I'm not trying to take advantage of you. I see your down. Is there anything I can do? Wipe your eyes and talk to me. Can't be so bad. They're gonna get better, can't you see me? Can't you see me here? I wanna talk to you.
Understand today, then maybe I would know who I was when I was, when it was yesterday. The seasons and the reasons are on display, and I know. They just seem to clutter up my mind. And if it's mine, throw it away, throw it again. One's for my girl.
So many voices, don't let them stop between my ears. But it appears that there they are, though they're wrong, 10,000 strong. Oh, yeah. I'm locking my heart in the closet. I don't need anyone. Oh, no.
SF Sorrow, SF Sorrow, SF rich in treasure, wide in fame. You bow unto your god of gold. Your pride of might shall be your shame. For only God can lead his people back unto the earth.
Love from the Forever Changes LP, the last record to feature the band's original lineup, and We Belong Together. Well, sort of from the LP, it was released as a non-LP single. However, reissues of the album have included it as a bonus track. The pinnacle of the pretty things, SF Sorrows is born from arguably the first rock opera, predating Tommy by at least a year. SF Sorrows was the story of a young man as he navigates his life. Pete Townsend denies any Tommy inspiration. The poster child of the album-oriented bands was the Quicksilver Messenger Service, the third to cover the Hamilton Camp song, Pride of Man. The self-titled LP managed a top 100, showing up at number 63. Garnering significantly more commercial accolades was Spirit's first self-titled LP, missing the top 30 by only one digit. We heard Fresh Garbage, which happens to be the lead-off track.
Day in the rain, white bird in a golden cage, alone. The leaves blow across the long black road. Darkened sky in its rage, but the white bird just sits in her cage, unknown. White bird must fly.
This is the Vinyl Garage. You knew that.
Yeah! harshness flees colors fade. Night falls, quiet wind search silver sand. Wandering,
San Francisco folk psych band It's a Beautiful Day and their best-known cut, Whitebird, from their self-titled initial release for San Francisco Sound Records. The album was later reissued on Columbia. San Francisco Girls was by far the most successful cut by the Houston psych folk rock band Fevertree, employing folky vocals, psych effects, fuzz guitar, and multiple tempo changes. The cut managed to just squeak into the top 100. Taking their name from a form of LSD dosed in small clear squares of gelatin, the LA band Clearlight released only one long player for Elektra. We heard the cut Sand, heavy on psych and fuzz guitar. Up next from LA, the quirky folk psych pop West Coast pop art experimental band. Releasing three LPs for Reprise, the WCPAEB was musically all over the place, giving equal time to the previously mentioned folk, psychedelic, and pop genres. But from their not coincidentally titled second LP, Volume 2, they briefly touch on another genre, hard rock, with just a bit of some fuzzy power chords on their only charting cut, Smell of Incense. That guitar giving those of us that love that sort of thing a glimpse into the future. Thank you.
rapture away. I shut and lock the door. Her eyes grew large and asking, and the smell of incense filled her room. And the smell of smell of incense filled her room.
And the 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 smell of incense.
And the smell of incense.
And the smell of incense.
From that point, the hard rock fuzz power chord genie was out of the bottle. Example, Blue Cheer's cover of Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues.
Lord, I got to raise a fuss. Lord, I got to raise a holler. About a working on summer just to try to earn a dollar. But Lord, I tried to call my baby, I tried to get a date. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mama, papa told me, son, you got to make some money. Well, if you want to use a car to go right next Sunday. But Lord, I didn't go to work. I told the boss I was sick, he said. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blue. I got to take the weeks. I got to help up on vacation. Got to take my problem to the United Nations. I done told my congressman and he said, quote, niggas boy. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
And if that wasn't enough fuzz for you, first heavy metal band was, at least according to Rush's Geddy Lee, and many others for that matter, Blue Cheer. Another group this show named after a variety of LSD. This one concocted by the Grateful Dead's in-house chemist, Owsley Stanley. but outgrunging the cheer may have been Detroit's Frigid Pink and the distortion-heavy cover of House of the Rising Sun. A top 10 in the US, Canada, Germany, and the UK, and the version of the song I personally heard before the Animals. Closing this week's Post Pepper Fun with the band to take the cover to an 11, and more importantly, to the context of the show, the missing link between psychedelia and heavy metal, Vanilla Fudge, and their interpretation of Donovan's Season of the Witch. What a time to be alive.
It emerged in a liquid sea of love. Shimmering rainbows and silver sky above, a looking glass that reflects our past. Tied with seaweed all around, like willows upside down. You caress my heart, caress my soul, surround my limbs. You laugh. Your laugh and hold my body fast. And we wake up and sit here thinking, thinking about the times we used to have and know they're gone forever. We'll never learn.
as I look over my shoulder. What do I see? And as I look over my shoulder, there's so many pretty sights to see. That it's strange.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Final Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/vinylgarageshow. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Mama, I'm cold. Experience zero of the next day. I refuse to spend the real sense. Right, since you went out zero feet on the sheet of substance.